I've got a victory living inside of me. I got the greater one. I can overcome. This ain't no time to turn back, no place to grow slack. I gotta keep pressing on till every battle is won.
Good morning, class. Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School's the place where my spirit is fed, where my faith grows stronger, and where I learn how to be an overcomer. You know, if there wasn't some things to overcome, you couldn't be an overcomer. There are plenty of challenges and things in this life. But God's will is that we win and win and win, overcome and overcome. And so the scripture says, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Like we were saying in yesterday's class, it's not just all up to God. It's not just all left up to Him, whether we win, overcome in different situations in life. Our faith is a big factor. Of course, we can't do it all ourselves. We need His help, and He is faithful to confirm His word, but He requires us to believe it and to listen to Him and respond and obey. So let's get clarity today on our part of that and what that is. Father, all of us agree together as touching this, asking for the anointing, asking for the working of Your Holy Spirit, asking for direction, utterance, answers, help right now in Jesus' name. And we purpose to be doers of it. And we thank You for watching over it and performing it. Amen. Amen. Thank You, Lord. So get your Bible, get something to make a note with. Come into the classroom here. And what I mean by that is turn off everything else. Give the Lord, give His Word your full attention. Now, it's necessary to say that because we live in a what people imagine to be multimedia, multi-device, multitasking life. And the truth is, you can't do three things at once. Now, immediately you hear people say, well, I can. I do it all the time. Well, you can. But all you can do is dart back and forth between them. You can't give four things your full attention all the time at the same time. So you're going here, 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 here. Well, every time you move away from here, you're missing something here. May not be much, may not be significant, but you are. And God's Word is worthy of our full attention. Do you believe that? And it requires, it is so great, it is so big, it is so much in there that nothing less is respectful. So don't try to do a bunch of other things while you do this. It can wait, what, 20 minutes? It can wait. Give this your full attention. Go with me to Psalm 23 again, please. We're on our series we're calling Faith for Provision. And what we're looking at is 30 rock-solid reasons from Scripture why we are sure abundant provision is always God's will for us all. And what are we basing it on? Scripture. The first one was right here, reason number one, the Lord's my shepherd. Verse 1 of Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That same word's translated lack in other places. Other translations say, the Lord's my shepherd, I shall not be in lack. There's nothing I lack. The Lord is my shepherd, I'm never in need. The Lord is my shepherd, I will always have everything I need. Is that God's will? Is He a good shepherd?
Yes.
Then we can expect to have everything we need because a good shepherd takes care of the sheep. Then reason number two was, we're sure it's God's will for us all to have abundant provision because of the goodness of God. Now, you hear a lot of people say, yeah, God is good. Yeah, God is a good God. But if you listen to them talk just a little bit longer, you'll find out they don't really believe that. Not really. Because they'll turn right around and attribute bad to God and say that bad things are God too. Well, is God good or bad? Is he good and bad?
No.
Is he more good than bad? 50-50?
No.
Now you're laughing, but theology gets squirrely in these areas. But you know, I'm convinced the truth is such that a three-year-old can get this.
Right.
What?
Yes.
What? God is a good God?
Yes.
He does good things.
Yes.
The devil's a bad devil?
Yes.
He does bad things.
Yes.
They don't work together, and they never swap jobs. Huh? Right? God, the Lord said, I'm God. I don't change. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. No. Because, you know, if God and the devil's working together and swapping jobs, you and I can just hang it up now. We just might as well quit, right? How are you going to make it with that? No. Abundance is good.
Yes.
Amen.
Plenty is good.
Yes.
Having your bills paid?
Good.
Good place to live and sleep.
Good
way to travel. Good clothes to wear, right?
Yes.
Good. Plenty to give and help other people?
Good.
Right?
Yes.
Lack?
Bad.
Right? It's bad. This is not complicated. And yet, people, you know, they have to read books to get confused about it. But we're not going to do that. Our third one that we're getting into now is the fatherhood of God. Go with me again to, for time's sake, just go to James, the first chapter now. Because we've talked about this some already, that the great almighty God, creator of the universe, the heavens and earth, has revealed himself as not just a father, the father, the father. And all good qualities, actually, of both father and mother are from him. We wouldn't even have a concept of good fatherhood if it wasn't for God. It wouldn't even exist. And so we already understand, why would he tell us he's a father? He wants us to understand who he is and what he is and what he's like. The psalmist, you know, we studied that a few days ago. He talked about like as a father pities or is tender and kind with his children, so the Lord is kind and tender with those that fear him. He is a father. He is a daddy. Well, does a good father take care of his little kids?
Yes.
Would it please a good father for his little child to go hungry?
No.
Or to be freezing because they're cold or any other kind of thing? No. Well then, if it pleases the Father God for us to be poor, broke, do without, scrounge, this is out of keeping with anything we know about a good father, right?
Yes.
It's inconsistent. Mm-hmm. So which one is it? Is he a good father?
Yes.
Or is he something else that we can't understand? Now he said he's a good father,
yes.
Right? He's a good father. In James 1:17 says, every good and perfect gift is from above. Every good gift. The enemy cannot give you anything good. He doesn't have anything good. Right? But God, if it's good, and the word perfect means complete, if it's good and complete, it came from above. And it came from the Father. Somebody say Father.
Wow.
From the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Now see, that's what we've been talking about already. not only does he tell you that if it's good and perfect and complete, it came from the Father. Yeah. But also, he wants us to know this, he never changes. Right? Amen. Never is he going to say, okay, and I know this is a little different, but I got some bad stuff heading your way. No. Well, then that's a change. Mm-hmm. Right? You're like, whoa. I mean, we just been getting good, good, good. And now what? What's going on now? That's a variableness. That's a change. Listen to the NET. It says, all generous giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variation or the slightest hint of change. Hallelujah. He changes not. What does that mean? Good on Monday. Good on Tuesday.
Amen.
Good on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Then what happens Saturday?
Good.
More good. Yes. Is that right?
Yes.
Huh? And Sunday, good all day long. Is that right?
Yes.
No changes. Now see, you'll hear people that, you know, they've been to university and read books and wrote books, and then they come back and say, well, you know, it's actually quite complex and complicated, you know, because some of what you would think is evil is actually a blessing in disguise, and we don't really know, and we don't really understand. Well, then it's hopeless,
right?
We wouldn't even know how to do good because we don't know what good is, and we don't know what to receive and what to reject because we don't know what's really good and what's really not. Could be, it looks good, but it could be a curse in disguise. It looks bad, but could be a blessing. Dressed up, wrong, in disguise. Is God trying to trick us?
No.
Is he trying to fool us? Is he trying to... He knows. We don't need it hard. We need it simple, right? He knows. We don't need anything tripping us up. So I assure you, he's not trying to make it hard for us. It's the devil who makes things complicated. It's the enemy who's always trying to confuse. The Bible said God is not in confusion. He's not in it. If it's a bunch of confusion, it ain't God. What is he? Good. Every good and perfect gift is from above. It comes from the Father of lights. And with him, there's not the slightest hint of change. Oh, somebody say thank you.
Thank you.
Not the slightest hint of change. Look at Luke, if you would, the 12th chapter. We had talked about a few days ago in class what we call the Lord's Prayer, where the disciples asked the Master, teach us how to pray. And, you know, many people are familiar with this. He said, our Father, how does it start? Our Father. Our Father. My Father. I like to say it like that. My Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on this earth, just like it is in heaven. Now that lets you know it's not being done.
Hmm?
Yes, sir. Or you wouldn't need to pray that it would be done.
Yeah.
If it's already done and everything that's happening already is the will of God, there's no need for us to pray that it would be. And then he goes on to say, give us this day our daily bread. Well, you know, the way some people preach, you should add a condition, you know, give us this day our daily bread, unless you don't want to, unless there's some reasons we should learn some things from going hungry today. No, see, that's adding to what Jesus said. That's changing the whole thing. What is Jesus saying? He's saying, go ahead on, ask for everything you need. And when he tells us to ask the Father for something, it might not be God's will for us to have. Never. So we know it is always God's will.
Yes.
Are we seeing a theme here?
Yes.
It's always God's will for us to have provision.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
And we know from other scriptures, not just eke by, scrape by. He's the God of abundance.
Amen.
Abundant provision. It is always God's will for all of us to have abundant provision.
Amen.
All the time.
Yes.
Now, I know a lot of people don't believe that, but I do. Why? Because He is the greatest Father who has ever been.
Amen.
Just like He's the greatest Shepherd who's ever been.
Amen.
Just like He's the bestest, goodest God who's ever been.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes.
And you cannot get lack and hunger and starvation and deprivation out of that. That's not a good Father. So in Luke 12:29, He said, seek not what you shall eat or drink, and don't be of doubtful mind. And what He's saying is, Matthew says it like this, take no thought about it. Or we might say, don't worry about it. The word means anxiousness, anxiety, and fretting. He's saying, don't fret, don't worry, don't be anxious about what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat. He's talking about the basic necessities of life, where you're going to live. He said, don't do that. Don't worry about that. Well, why shouldn't I worry about it? Jesus said, because all these things do the nations of the world seek after. And your Father knows you have need of all these things. Have you ever heard people say, well, we might not know what we need? Well, the Scripture says the Father knows.
Yes.
You need it.
Yes.
That's good enough for me.
Yes.
If He knows I need it, I need it.
Yes.
Right? I can put that one to rest.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Yeah, but you know, we just don't know. You know, maybe we'll get closer to God if we're, you know, doing without and hard times. And well, if it takes hard times for you to draw close to God, you're just stubborn. Are y'all listening? Because you could draw close to God in the good times.
Amen.
Couldn't you? You don't want to be slow. I said, you don't want to be slow. You don't want to say, well, as long as things are going good, I'm going to party. I'm going to party. I ain't got time for God. But when I hit the skids, okay, I'll go to God. No, you can go to God when everything is wonderful.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
And be thankful and not have to wind up on the skids. No, He said, your Father knows that you have need of these things. And the things He was talking about was what you eat, what you wear, those kind of things. Everybody said out loud,
My Father
knows
I have need
of all these things.
He
knows it. Verse 31 says, but rather seek the kingdom of God. Instead of spending all your time thinking about seeking a place to live, something to wear, something to eat, that kind of thing. Instead of doing that, seek the kingdom of God. To God's will and His plan and the gospel being preached and churches being built and developed and provided for and people growing up in God. Seek that. And then what? All these things. What things? Well, refer to the previous verse. All the things the Father knows you need. Right? And the previous verse to that was what you wear, what you eat. All these things shall be, not could be, not if it's the will of God, shall be added to you. Does the Bible tell us that if I seek God as my Father, and I seek His will and plan for my life, I can count on what I need being added to me.
Yes.
Which is how we know it is God's will. Abundant provision. All of us. All the time. He went on to say, even stronger, verse 32, fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you not just something to eat, not just something to wear, but the kingdom, the whole kingdom.
Hallelujah.
We don't even know what that is. I mean, we got a couple of clues, but we're talking about the kingdom that shall never end. the eternal kingdom of God. There's coming a day, and it's not that far away. There won't be any more nation of Japan, USA. There won't be any of these nations or kingdoms anymore. There will be one kingdom.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And one King of Kings.
Amen.
And one Lord of Lords. But who's he king of? King of?
King.
Kings. Who are the kings he's king of? Who are the lords? He's Lord of. Well, if you read the book of Revelation, it said we've been washed in his blood, and we've been made unto our God kings and priests.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
If he'd give you Jesus, if he'd give you a place in his eternal kingdom as a king and a Lord, ruling and reigning with him, why would he hesitate over your rent?
Yeah.
Huh? Why would there be any hesitation? I mean, what's a few dollars rent to God? Huh? Or a car, or a big house, or nice clothes, or sowing big seeds.
Right?
No, we've thought too small. We've, you know, when you think wrong, people who don't have faith in this area, no vision in this area, they try to make God like they are. You know, they're tight, they're stingy, they're scared. And so they assume, well, you know, God's kind of tight too. He really watches the corners. Does he? Does he? Does he? Have you ever looked up in the night sky? Looks like no corner cutting up there that I can see, man. I'm telling you, we're talking some big expanses. Woo. And you know, more bananas fall off the trees in the jungle than the monkeys will ever eat. Is that right? There's more fish in the sea, right? It's the devil's lies that everything is running out.
Right.
He's always trying to put fear in you. Fear in you. And one of the big things he wants is people to get so full of fear and panic and terror that they start tearing each other apart, fighting each other, killing each other over what they believe are dwindling resources. And it's a lie. I said, it's a lie. My daddy made the planet.
Hallelujah.
He's made others. Right? I'm going to be okay. He's going to take care of me. All I got to do is hang tight with him. Right? And, you know, I like what Jacob said at near the end of his life. He said, God's fed me all my life long. Right? Right before he left this life, the Lord who's fed me all my life long. Do you believe that when you get to the end of your run, if the Lord tarries his coming, you can say, God's taken good care of me.
Amen.
My whole life.
Yes.
I've not wanted, I've not lacked for any good thing. He has taken good care of me.
Amen.
Is he a good God?
Yes.
Is he a faithful Father?
Yes.
A faithful good God?
Yes.
He said, don't be afraid, little flock. Well, see, that's reminiscent of the Lord is my shepherd. Flock. For it is your Father's good pleasure. Well, then you don't have to try to talk him into it. Right?
Yes.
You don't have to try to talk God into something that was his idea. Right? And you don't have to try to get him to bless something that was his plan. Start with.
Right.
It was his plan before you found out about it. It's his good pleasure to do what? Give you. Now see, don't take this out of context. What's he just talking about? Him, if you seek the kingdom first, him giving you food, clothes, everything you need, and then he goes widescreen. He says, and don't be afraid, little flock. The Father's given you a lot more than clothes and food. It's his good pleasure to give you the kingdom. We are already rich beyond our imagination.
Amen.
We're just beginning to find out about it. And this life is the briefest thing we'll ever do. And there's provision for here and now, but where it really gets exciting is past this life. And the kingdom of God is without end. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Look at Matthew 7 again. Just back up a little bit to there. We touched on this, but let's look at it again. Talking about the fatherhood of God. Matthew 7, 7. He said, ask, and it'll be given you. Ask. Well, what if he doesn't want you to have it? There's no parenthesis in here. There's no, right? Seek and you'll find it. Knock, it'll be open to you. For everyone. Well, what about the unlucky ones? The ones that's not his will. Everyone that asks receives. He that seeks finds. To him that knocks, it shall be opened. And then he begins to draw a comparison and a contrast. He says, what man is there of you whom if his son, so he's talking about a father and a son, if he asks bread, will he give him a stone? Will he give him a rock? What's the answer?
No.
No good father is going to do that. His son's hungry. He's got some nice hot bread. And the son says, man, I'd like a piece of that nice hot bread. And the daddy says, I know you would, but I got this rock for you. Yeah. Huh? Here you go. It is my, I know you want the bread. I know you need the bread. I know you're hungry, boy, but I know you don't understand it now, but in days to come, you'll realize that this rock helped you out more than that bread. Now, you're laughing because you've heard things like that preached, right? All over the place, but that's not what Jesus said. Jesus is letting you know no good father's going to do that. He said if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? Maybe a poisonous snake that would bite him and hurt him and kill him? No. No good. That's called child abuse.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
No good father's going to do that. He said, if you've been being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. Is the Father different from that? No. How much more shall your Father which is in heaven give what?
Good.
We've already established abundance is good.
Yes.
Good things to those that ask him. Is he a good father?
Yes.
Can you count on him to take care of you?
Yes.
As his child?
Yes.
Will he give you good things?
Yes.
Bad things part of the time? No, only good things. There is no slight hint of changing with him. And their time's up again. Said out loud, I live by faith. I walk by faith. I overcome the world by faith. I am strong in faith. It helps you to say that. Say it again. I am strong in faith, giving glory to God. We'll see you soon back here in Faith School.
I've got the victory living inside.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390.